AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
It's the Richard Sherman Podcast, presented by FanDuel. Football season is in full gear, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid fast. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. Combine multiple bets from the same game in a same-game parlay. And try out Same Game Parlay Plus. So use promo code RS and download the FanDuel app today to make every moment more this football season.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Volume.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with me.
Man, anytime, son. Come on, man. You know, anytime for you, brother.
I appreciate it.
I see you do on Thursday night, too.
I try.
Yeah. But you be you. As long as you're doing you, can't nobody, it's like Bishop tells me, he said, man, listen, can't nobody say you did anything wrong as long as you're doing you. Because that's all you know. Right. And they don't know. They don't know you like you. You know what I mean? So just do you, man. And that it has to work.
It got to work. Hey, that's all I know.
Because that's all it is. I tell people that, like, I said, dude, listen, man, don't try to change me. Because, see, you can leave me, Joker. I can't leave me. I got to learn to live with me. You can get tired of Michael and say, I'm out of here. Michael can't leave Michael. So why am I trying to please you? I got to take care of me. You see what I'm saying? That's real talk now.
It is.
That's real talk.
You go crazy trying to be somebody else.
And they'll go crazy trying to make you somebody else. When the tide's going to change. So, man, and it's so funny. It's always people that, man, you can't do this. And they're always the people that get opportunities. You know, you get opportunities. Well, you know, and when you're playing, oh, he talk too much, he this, he that. Hey, you want a job? You know what I'm saying? You want a job? You know, you'll be perfect for this job. So, it all works.
Well, your Cowboys, look at them now. They didn't feel, look, I ain't going to lie. After they lost to Green Bay in the 3-7 Green Bay Packers, I had a lot of concerns. Yeah. And then they come out there and beat Kirk Cousins and the boys this way past Thursday. I said, okay.
Now, listen, as I said today on First Take and all of it, man, and I started on my podcast. I said, get this right now. Right now, that game they played the other day was as close to what I would call a perfect play game as you can get. You saw the power of the run game inside the red zone where it's most needed. You saw the explosiveness with people like Tony Pollard. That guy, too, you saw the intelligence of Dak controlling the line of scrimmage and making plays from that spot. And this was an incredible thing because I was so disappointed, sir, with what I saw last week. And I don't know if people understand the depth of what we saw last week. Last week, I saw a team that was up by 14. Up by 14. Now, this is the worst thing you can do, I think, in that football league. You're up by 14, and you let a team catch you in the fourth quarter running the football. No. Running the football. They're supposed to be helping you running the football. This is clock being gone. And you still lose that game. That's one of the worst losses. That's the worst loss. But you bounce back with this game. That's pretty impressive. And also, it's mind reckoning. Why the hell can you do that? How can you do that?
And then lose to Green Bay.
Right. How do you lose to Green Bay? They come and put that. That's the part that blows my mind. And Minnesota stumps Green Bay out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Something about the beginning of the year, and we'll do it again when they meet. So that blows my mind.
I've been telling people this since the season began. I said, Tony Pollard got to replace Zeke as the full-time back. Like, Zeke can come in there and pound and ground, do what Zeke has done. But if you're giving him the ball more times than you're giving Tony Pollard, then you're doing your team a disservice.
Both of them are vital in this sense. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't trade the physicalness of a football team. That year, y'all won the Super Bowl. Y'all won not because of the razzle-dazzle, not because of the explosiveness. You won because you were damn physical. I ain't giving up physical for nobody. It's the most important ingredient in a National Football League. You ought to be physical because you got to pass every grade to win the championship. So even if you are an explosive team, some physical team going to challenge you and say, all right, we can't do all that dazzle and razzle, but we about to bust y'all butts in the mouth. Let me hit you. I'm going to see how you react when I hit your ass right in the mouth. You got to have physical. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I say I don't have an issue with Zeke starting. I want to start the game physical. I want to start the game physical. I want you to know we will tear your ass up and then explode all over you and then end it physical. And I wouldn't want to put Pollard in and break down the structure of the leadership for the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, Dak and Zeke came in together. So right now, they're the structure in the leadership, and everything goes through them in that locker room, pulling power away from Zeke, pull power away from his ability to lead. You don't mess with the structure of leadership. They're still getting the same amount of reps. Right. All the things that are pertinent to our idea, I like to tell people, you know, because we such creatures with all five of our senses always working. We want to touch, you know, want to taste, want to smell, we want to hear. But the most important thing is always our idea. And I'm going to tell you, I got three eyes in my name, two in my head, all five of my eyes. Don't see that it's better for this team to start Pollard over Zeke. All five of my eyes don't see that. I want him to be explosive. I want him to be all that you're talking about, but do it under the framework that we're going to be physical. We had a Mark, we were explosive as I don't know what last year. But boy, when the San Francisco 49ers tucked their physical asses up in AT&T Stadium, they put a stop to all of that. In this game, the number one ingredient is physical, and I like to start with that each week. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get it to you straight. Tony Pollard got 118 carries this season.
Yeah.
701 yards, 5.9 a carry, 57 long, 6 touchdowns. Zeke has 124 carries, 485, 6 touchdowns, 27 long. That's it.
Right. That's it. And let me finish what I'm telling you about the eye gate. How it also gives us such pleasure, but it also shows you some things you don't see. Let me show what I mean now. Now, all the eye gate material those runs and those numbers. That's all you're talking about with Tony Pollard. But I don't see you talking about Tony Pollard standing up. And I'm not putting Tony Pollard down. I'm just insinuating the greatness of Zeke in these categories. I don't see us talking about Tony Pollard standing up and stepping up right in the midst of a blitz and stopping a man cold in his tracks. You see, since we don't see this, and it's not a touchdown or a yard or a football in the hands, we discount this most important thing. And if I allow too many people to hit the quarterback, I don't care how great Tony Pollard running, we ain't going to do anything. So we got to protect that and all of that. And nobody talks about that. And Tony Pollard's getting better at that. But if you put him back there, the most physical team, they going to blitz him and say, let's see what you can do. They going to stop you from putting them out in those routes. And they're going to blitz everybody and see how he can handle that. And you know this, sir. You can't fall for this joke, you don't. That's what they would do. That's what I would do. That's why Zeke has to be back.
But if I know Zeke is not a threat in the pass game, and right now he is not a threat. He got 37 receiving yards on the season. Pollard had a 68-yard catch last week.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm going to blitz you anyway. Like, I know he ain't going
to blitz. That wouldn't be correct. That wouldn't be totally true now. Sometimes you can drop in half twos. And people believe it and bite it as a whole apple. But that's not totally true. So when you say he's not totally effective in the passing game, oh, he's effective in the passing game, but he's just not as explosive as Tony Pollard. But he's effective in the passing game because he can catch the pass. How many passes did he go? 37 out there?
No. Oh, he got 37 yards on the season.
37 yards. How many passes did he go? Zeke is caught in the NFL. So he's effective in the passing game. He's not just as explosive in the passing game. We got to make sure that we don't allow certain words that change the whole meaning of things to change the whole meaning of what we're talking about.
I understand, man. I appreciate that. Well, one thing we can agree on is this defense and Dan Quinn and what they got going. Micah Parsons is legitimate and Trey Diggs is legitimate now.
Right, dog. But now listen, now see here again. What do we come back on? Oh, my God, God, thank you, Father. Thank you for always laying it back on me like that. That's those revelatory gifts he gives me. He cools it out the ether, just things that pop up in the ether. Boom, boom, boom. It's used, it's used, it's used. Hey, you throw this out at him. I say, okay, thank you, God, thank you, Father. Here again, that defense, as great as it is, and it is great. It is great. What shut it down the last couple of weeks? Physicalness. They ran right at it. Physicalness. Don't sit here and ask me to give up physicalness when I'm telling you it shuts down everything. Physicalness. That's what beat our defense the last couple of weeks. They got hit in the mouth with some physicalness. Gave a back-to-back 200-yard game. Oh, yeah. You think they were worried about a Tony Pollard? They can get to the quarterback before we get the ball to Tony Pollard. But when they got hit in the mouth, thank you, Father, for that. On the other side, it came down the pipe. Physicalness is the number one product in this game. Don't ask me to give it up. It's the number one product in this game.
I mean, you ain't wrong. You're not wrong.
No,
you're
not wrong. I'm absolutely wrong. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in it. I'm giving you the gospel of it. This is what it is. And we saw it with that defense. Great that defense was something. Boy, the last two teams that were physical with it, put it on. Put it on them. That's the key. I'm telling y'all, we got it. I hope they don't fall for that, yokey-dokey. I hope they don't fall for it.
Hey, guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball. We do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I mean, it's tough to stop the ball run in this league. You know what I mean? You either got one or the other. You either got pass rushers or run stoppers. You rarely got both.
And even
Philadelphia Eagles, who was undefeated and world beaters. Right. You know what the Washington Redskins, or Washington Commanders, my apologies. They were
physical with them. And that, you know what? That was so cool because that week showed me everything. I said, okay, even, and now I'll get back this down. Also, the Washington Commanders did to Philadelphia. Now, also, that same week, remember, the Jets did it to the Bills. The Jets said, we're going to be physical. We're going to beat y'all by being physical. And if the Chiefs didn't have God himself playing quarterback, it would have been the Tennessee Titans did it to the Chiefs. All of those things y'all talk about being explosive, they got a taste of physicalness, and they wilted under the heat. Unless, and the only team that won was God himself. And that's Patrick Mahomes. And it took all of his miracles and all of his angels to win that game against Tennessee because they came in and they were physical. I'm not giving up that commodity in the National Football League. You would have two rings if they all held on to what I'm telling you right now. You would have had another ring because if they'd have stayed with the physicalness and stopped trying to give it something else, you'd have another ring.
Well, talk about my old team. You just went to Germany and talked to them, but they got it out physical a little bit that game. You know, hey, Vita Vea and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were not letting anything run on that field that day.
And they put it in Geno's hands, and it was hard. It was hard for Geno. But I'm gonna say though, man, I'm proud of Geno and the way he's played, man. I'm so proud of Geno. I was around Geno when he first got in, man. And it's hard to do this thing in New York. You know, look at what little young Zach Wilson going through right now. Because everybody's on top of you in New York. I told him, I said, Geno, I said, man, I told him you're playing so great. I said, but look how far you got away from New York. I said, you went as far as you can go. He said, I saw you saying that. I was like, yeah, because that's the truth. You got to wait where people can respect you and people enjoy you. And people, when you're walking around in the streets, people are saying, we appreciate that game, way to play. In New York, you walk around, you're bum. You're nothing. You're bum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard, man. It's hard, but I'm happy for Geno.
Me too, man. He tried to bring him back, too. You know, came out there slinging dimes in the second half.
Yeah.
Beautiful touchdowns. Back. He didn't throw no interceptions. Like, he going to get an MVP vote this year. I know he's going to get an MVP vote this year. It's going to be beautiful, man.
And then he's going to get him a nice little deal. And you always like to see it. It is time. He was patient. And now he comes back up. You can pull for somebody like that.
All right.
You know what I mean? You want to pull for him. So I hope it works out for him.
I do too, man. I'm cheering for him all the way. I hope he get a Pro Bowl. I think he deserves all his flowers this year. But speaking of Zach Wilson, man, I couldn't believe that boy the other day. I could not believe him in that press conference. I said, come on now, kid.
I don't know if somebody, and I don't know if they would why they would not, but somebody, they got to have somebody there. That's such a tough situation for a 23-year-old kid to handle and to be expected to handle it in such a way that he sets a tone for all of us to understand He's just 23. I would have liked to have said somebody there to talk to him. Like, listen, they're going to ask you these questions. What do you say? Stick to this script. Just stick to it. Hey, listen, we all got to play better. That starts with me. No, I understand that, but we all have to play better. And that starts with me. Don't come off that script. You know, do not come off of it, man. And he came off of it.
Sauce, the rookie, the corner, is sitting there like, that's a bad boy. He said, hey, this is on me. I got to play better. I got to make a play when the play needs to be made.
Right.
This is on me. You are a rookie. This is a rookie corner doing this. Right. So it's
I put it all in perspective now with killing young Zach Wilson and all of that, and rightfully so for how he handled it, rightfully so he deserves it. I already interjected that he's a young man. And the reality is they're 6-4. Ain't nobody expected it just to be 6-4. But I like seeing what I'm seeing with the Jets, and they're saying 6-4 ain't good enough. We got to beat out with Chuck. Chuck was that dude that I grew up with. You know, 12th, third grade, man, we were selling now layers. Me and my boy Bernard, we were selling now layers. Kid, boy, we making a big profit off now layers. Back then, you could buy now layers. They had like six pieces of now layers in them with candy. You go to school, because they were shipping us off. That when they first started busting the brothers out. You know, I'm 60, I'm born 66, we're 72 right now. You know, we just starting to integrate. So me and my enterprising young business brother, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take some now layers over here that I can buy over here, because our families ain't watching us like over there where I'm going to school. Like the white kids, say, can you put out that candy? I get candy. So I had a booming business. I was selling now. Chuck was the bully. Everybody was scared of Chuck. Chuck would look at us, say, get y'all. Me and Bernard, we cut into our now later business. We put all kind of now later in his ship. Don't beat us up. Chuck bullied us. From I don't know, first day, third, fourth, fifth grade, all of this here, cutting into my business. I was in about the fourth, fifth grade. I said, Bernard, we got enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
We got to face Chuck. We ain't giving up no more of this business. We got to face Chuck. And we faced Chuck, and I won. It took me 4 to 5 years, but I finally faced Chuck, and I won. And it just have to beat that damn Chuck. See, the Patriots have been their Chuck. And when you lose the Chuck like that, everybody's all upset. I thought we were ready to face Chuck. And Chuck beat us both times this year. So it takes down everything you've accomplished this year. So I understand the temperature was rising. I wanted young Zach Wilson to know that, yeah, I'm in this with my boys, man. We had an opportunity to beat that team. They did not score a touchdown. I gotta play better. It starts with me.
But it starts to tear at the fabric of that locker room. When he not only not take responsibility, like if he balled out and threw for 400 playmaker and they lost, and he said, hey, do I feel like I let him down? No, I didn't let him down. I threw for 400 and 4 touchdowns. Right. Like we all gotta play better, but this ain't on me. Then you know, everybody be sitting there like, well, I mean, what are we talking about?
This is the truth.
But when the opposite is true and you're walking around there like you threw for 400 and you threw for 77, that's the worst thing you could do.
That's the worst thing you could do.
And them boys are sitting there looking at you like, hey, bro, like, come on now.
Right. You know what I like in that too, though? And I just try to tell young receivers, like, they ask me, Michael, man, you going up and down the sideline, man, what determines that? I said, listen, dude, the first thing, the number one thing, before you run over there and say anything, you got to make sure you're doing something. Now, if I'm balling, let's go. What's going on? Let's go. Good. Now I'm asking everybody, come on, man. Play with me. Let's go play with me. Let's go. Let's go get this. We can do this. But if I ain't balling, ain't doing that, and I come over here, now I'm saying, dude, y'all go play and study me because I ain't doing that. And ain't nobody going to listen to that. It was a dude, what the hell are you doing? Come on, man. Get out and sit down with all that noise. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different way, man, that you got to handle. But we lament, we ordain, we give that leadership to every quarterback when everybody's not built to lead like that. That's the whole issue that we have in the National Football League. Every quarterback ain't built to lead like that.
No, every quarterback ain't. And you give him the C, you give him all this, the responsibility, you give him all this power.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody's like, oh, they voted for him. I'm like, you know, you kind of got to get a quarterback to see, or you know, your questions are coming up.
Are you saying we ain't got no chance? We don't even believe in our own quarterback. How we expect y'all to ever think anything of him? That's what it says, sir. And I'm glad you brought that up, because nobody ever say that. Well, he was voted. Yes, we got you. You got to put it down. Let's start praying. We try
to make it do what it's supposed to do.
Right. And we know it's got to be. Yeah, that's funny, buddy. Nobody tells that truth.
Nobody says the truth.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start the NFL week off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay every Thursday from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get free bets back if your NFL same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. This Thanksgiving, we're rolling with the Detroit Lions and the points, +9.5 at Detroit. We're taking the Cowboys money line against the Giants, and we're taking the Minnesota Vikings in a bounce back game, -2.5 against the New England Patriots. Just sign up with promo code RS if you don't already have an account. That's promo code RS to get free bets back if your same game parlay doesn't hit. FanDuel is also now live in Maryland. Get in on the action now with great offers, boosts, and more. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But in this situation, do you sit the kid? Because I'm sitting there like, hey, you might play Flacco, you might play White, because they're going to give you 300. They're going to spread the ball out to all these playmaking receivers, and y'all going to play good defense. Y'all going to have a chance. But this kid right here throwing 77 yards, saying it ain't on me, it's on them.
Yeah, this is a hard decision, because though what is today may not, it's definitely not going to be a possibility of being your tomorrow. So I always say, okay, do you put in like a Flacco, and you win a few games right now, but are you delaying the inevitable? Soon it's going to fall. Or do you deal with the pain on the front end and try to get a young guy with all of this young, great talent you have? Look at what Indy did. Don't fall into this thing Indy did. Kept trying to recycle old guys, and they're letting a nice nucleus they had get away. Well, by this time, they could have grown them a young quarterback or put somebody with that young group and had an opportunity to do something. Now Frank Wright's gone. Your Saturday got the job. He, you know, I was talking about, man, you know, and we were talking about number one team on TV today. If somebody, the Eagles over the Cowboys, I said, how? The Eagles, I know Dallas lost to Green Bay. That he is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game over there playing quarterback. But the Eagles, after losing to the Commanders, they almost lost to Indy. To Indy. Ben won that game by 1 point. Jeff Saturday, a baby at coaching. If you talk to him and get too close, you can smell his breath. Still smells like Similac. Baby milk, because he's a baby head coach. And he almost beat you with a baby head coach with a breath smell like Similac. So get out of here talking about data top 10. I don't want to hear that no more.
And it goes back to your first point, Playmaker, because they got that Jonathan Taylor boy, and they ran the ball down. They were physical. They ran the ball down their goddamn throat.
Dog, let's get physical. That's the whole key to football, man. They were physical.
I just don't know, because with this Jets situation, I feel like, because if you get in this situation, you're growing pains with this kid. You had a chance to make the playoffs. He gonna throw you out of the playoffs. You gonna die on this sword. So you went from a really talented, good story to like, really? You stuck with this kid even though
No. What you do, you stick with him and give him the lessons he needs now. Next year, when you get Breece Hall back, ain't nobody talking about the Breece Hall. Breece Hall is the key component of that Jet team. Now, Breece Hall makes Zach Wilson look like, oh, we can do something with this man. So Breece Hall, that juggle was bad. And when they lost Breece, that hurt him, even though they still found a good run game. But I can't wait to get him back. But you still got to find out what's the ceiling. This kid is young. He's talented. He's young. If you can get him anywhere up in the stratosphere where he's not so close to the floor, but floating in midway or floating somewhere towards the ceiling, then you got to win.
I feel you. I'm looking at the tape. It's receivers open. He's right. Hitting his back foot, and he's not letting it go. So it's not even something where you're sitting there like it's pressure in his face. The O-line ain't blocking. Or receiver's not open. Or they dropping the ball. I want to come up with something for him. But these receivers looking at him,
that
and
ball,
you know.
That ball got thrown behind. Yesterday, he looked at it like, what was that? Like, dude. Right. And you could tell when it was like, dude. What was that, man? I ain't try for that. Did you get that sizzle? Hey, man, I ain't try for this crazy stuff, man. Come on, man. What we doing out here?
Hey, as a receiver, you know.
I felt that too, man.
Once they get there, it's over.
It's hard. It's hard to get that back, especially on that slant route. Dude, if I can't trust you on the slant, dude, this thing got to be over. It's over. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't say cut out on him yet. I'm going to still ride this wave with him.
Okay. Well, new.
But I want to teach him some leadership skills. I want to teach him how to talk that every time. Because, see, I love the fight in him. I love to see people with fight. I just sometimes don't. And I had to learn this about myself. Because, you know, I'm a fighter. But I had to learn to know it's great to fight and be a fighter. But know when and who to fight is even better. Wait a minute, you know, so he was stepping up. He was fighting the media and trying to, because the media getting on him now. And all this is time for him to go. So he's trying to stand up and be bravado instead of fighting for his players. He's fighting the media instead of fighting for his players. And I love the fight. I just want him to direct it in the better place.
Yeah, you got to find that better. But Christmas Eve, Playmaker. Yeah. Philadelphia Eagles. Playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, they're going to see.
What we predicting in that now?
Oh, I already know. I already know what it is. I really was hoping that the Eagles could have enough to come back and win that game Christmas Eve, and then we see them in the playoff. You know, it's hard to beat a team three times. I was looking at all that. But now, I ain't worried about it. The Cowboys would beat them Christmas Eve and then come back and get them in the playoff. That Cowboys could give them. What I saw yesterday, that game plan, if you can execute that game plan, and this one, we're not even talking about a contest yet. If they can execute that game plan, because the Cowboys took a step. Michael Gallup yesterday, he called two slant routes, two quick slants, you know what I'm saying? Called them in his hands, right in the face of that pressure, what I call of that quick slant pressure. Because, dude, I try to tell people, man, listen, running the slant route, there's pressure, even if the dude ain't right up on you. You know he's some damn where. He's somewhere. And he's about to hit you soon. This is a quick bang, bang play. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? So in order to catch balls like that in your hand, that says something to me as a receiver. That says something. He's coming off injury. That says he dropped this shield now. I'm ready. I'm all the way back. Because he won't be able to focus on catching that in his hand, worried about somebody down by his knee or the pressure of somebody being in front of him. Sir, you know this. You a corner. You know this. That it takes, your body has natural defense mechanisms. If I put my hand towards your face, your eyes won't blink, even if you tell them not to blink. So when you run that slant, your body, you put your hands up, your body's going to tighten up. Even if you say, I'm brave, your body naturally has a defense mechanism. And that's why they drop balls, go through the hand, because they don't have time to close it on the ball, or the ball hits the hand and fall right out because there's no give because of the tension. That's why I ultimately moved to catching that ball in my body on slant route. Because I knew if it hit me in my boot, I said, I'm going to run a first down slant to take it to the house, second down, put a third down, so I'm just catching on my body. You know, I had to think through all of these things to take out my natural body defense. That's what I had to do. He caught that ball in his hands, dude. I was like, that says something to me.
It sounds like they're ready. Now, Philly got some corners now.
Yeah, Philly got some. I don't like blind up with your boy out there. I told just to, like, man, why didn't you, when he was sitting on you so much, dude, run through his butt a couple of times. I'm going to run through him, dog. You ain't finna just sit in a rocking chair on me. If my route is 15, I'm here, and you're in a rocking chair on 16, I'm going to 17. I'm coming through you before I cut out. You see what I'm saying? And he never did that. Justin never did that. I wanted him to try. Just go through it. Go through him. Go through him. He has to recalibrate. And he has to recalibrate his own body position to shift to the other position. So if he's just sitting there and he's just in a rocket ship, you giving him all the advantage. I was going to go through him. That's just me.
Yeah, that's just you. Hey, playmaker, you might have some coaching in your future. Just, you know what I mean? That's you might have to go in there as a consultant.
Right. You go through that joker, man. He'll back up one time. Just go full speed, right on the outside shoulder. I don't want you to hit him right in the middle. Because we want to apply the laws of inertia, which says a moving object, hit a steel object, give it about the same weight and size, will move the steel object every time. You 200, he 200. You're not going to hit a middle man on 200, even though the laws of inertia say you'll win. We still going to hit him half man 200 on your 100. You're going to either spin, back up, but you're going to have to recalibrate. It's too late. I'm going to call this football.
All right. And now I'm caught in the move.
And I'm moving. It's too late. Whatever you're doing back there, it's too late.
I ain't mad at that. I'm excited for this season. It's been a crazy season already.
It's been a crazy season. Doc, we had a question I want to ask you this, Sherm.
Yes, sir.
We had a question there on the show that I thought was a hell of a question and said something. It said, who are you more impressive with? What, this young man that's been balling out forever over there in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes has done, or what this young man that has taken all of his talents to South Beach and creator in the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill has done, which is more impressive?
You got to be in Miami, you know, because I don't know if it's because I'm biased a little bit, but we didn't see Patrick Mahomes do this. Cool.
Right.
He's been doing.
And everybody keeps talking about he loses number one receiver. No, Travis Kelce has always been his number one.
Right.
Tyreek Hill's been his number two. It's the most explosive number two in the history of the game. But he was the number two.
Right, he still got his security blanket right there in 87.
Dog. But what Tyreek Hill has done to go to a new city is, dude, every team is looking for that free agent that can do that to his team, to their team. It's insane.
He out there playing like Randy Moss, except he 5'10". They throw it as far and as high as they can.
Right.
And he just like, all right, over two people, over one person. I'll take it, whatever.
Right. And then that's what I said, and now got them believing. See, that's the thing. See, Patrick Mahomes didn't have to convince all those guys. Every new guy that came on, boy, all we got to do our part. We know this system works. They do. Boy, they've been successful around here for a long time. Tyreek Hill took a new head coach, a quarterback that nobody believed, didn't really do it, and got them believing in all of ugly boys. What the best teams in the NFL. And that's from the wide receiver position, a guy that's supposed to touch the ball 8 to 10 times. It's just, it's a phenomenal.
He spoke it into existence this offseason. Like, he was sitting there saying, Tua's the most accurate. He threw the best deep ball. Like, and people were calling him crazy. I was calling him crazy. Like,
crazy.
You
crazy.
Even Patrick Mahomes saying this?
Right, rightfully so.
And then you get in the season and you showing you believe in him. Right. He's showing it. Oh my God, exactly. It's cool.
Exactly. It's crazy to watch, though. It is crazy to watch. That's what you say. So many crazy things happened this season. Those kind of things I think about. That's insane. And insane on the other side to see what Green Bay is. Why would you let Devontae Adams? I got on people about this too. They all talking about, you know, now Green Bay always come out talking about, well, we offer more money. I said, stop it. Stop it. Because I tell these dudes, always coming out after the fact, right? And they get everybody in TV to say that. The reality is, after you bruise my ego, and you know wide receivers, how emotional we all are, the cornerback sometimes, almost, so y'all going to be talking to me any kind of damn way when I've been in here for the last 2 years trying to get my money. And now that y'all see somebody else willing to give it to me, y'all going to step up and give it to me. And I like, well, we willing to give you the money. No, Joker, you didn't believe in me. So I can't take your money because now it makes me feel myself short. Why would I stay with somebody that didn't believe in me for a dollar? I ain't on the corner. You got to get on the corner and do that. I do mine for real. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm telling. So they want to discount that dude. I said, dude, you blew it. You should have cultivated that relationship the right way. Don't come back after putting this man on franchise tag 1 year, 2 years, whatever, and then come back and say, well, we think the world of you. Well, why we didn't come to that conclusion before? It's too late now. That's all I do.
It's too late. And I got a chance to play for my hometown team I grew up watching.
Right.
I get to go back to the West Coast, to the time zone I want to be in. I'm going to be in Vegas. Like, y'all going to have to y'all going to have to go over and beyond.
Yeah, right. Hey, no. Y'all knew it was damn Green Bay. Y'all know how cold it is. You shouldn't even taken me through that. Like, I'm going to fight to stay in this cold weather. You should have, the first chance you had, you should have locked me up longer the first time. Nah, I gotta go. Ain't nobody talking about that.
But and now people are like, what's wrong with Green Bay? They lost all pro receiver. They lost the best receiver in the National Football League. And the chemistry that him and A-Rod had is you can't even qualify that.
You can't even qualify, dog.
Them boys be playing a two-man game like they got dang Shaq and Kobe and beating everybody. Going to the NFC Championship almost every other year.
13 wins, 3 years in a row. I said this last year when I watched him, I said, I got to do it. I never did it, but I finally have to do it. I said, man, watching these two, I never thought I was saying to myself that I'm going to put somebody on the sacred ground of Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. I never said another combination up there on Joe Montana and Jerry Rice's level, because we've seen them do such insane things. But that group belonged up there for what they were doing. They belonged up there. And why you tear that apart? I talk all the time. I can't figure that one out.
That's a lose-lose straight. Both sides lost.
And I guarantee you, both sides, when they put toothbrush to tooth in the morning, or they lay down and put head to pillow at night, they said, what the hell did we do? Both of them said, what the hell did we do?
Why did we do that?
I guarantee you.
No question. Playmaker, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. We're going to have to do this again. I'm going to have to jump on your podcast, dude. We're going to have to do this.
Absolutely, sir. I would love to do that, sir. Because I love chatting with you, man. I always found you intelligent. You're smart. You see things. I feel you when I was talking through that natural space, how you you take in all kinds of information. So, hey, man, as long as you're doing that, always knowing you're looking for information and figuring out things and always willing to try to help somebody, give it to somebody, man, you'll be around a long time. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I really appreciate that. And anytime you need me for anything, please, you got my number. Don't hesitate.
I will do that, man. You know, I love you, man. Keep doing your work, man. Keep doing it.
Love you too, brother. Have a great day.
You too, brother. Thanks, man.
The Volume.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.